However big it looks on the TV, it's bigger in person. Reporter Story Hinckley is speaking of the ramp for the big air competition at the Winter Olympics, which she saw this weekend for the first time in Livigno, Italy. She writes that she watched snowboarders rocket themselves off the edge and lingered for just a moment like a star in the jet-black night sky. Rather than being built off the mountain, this jump is a freestanding structure with scaffolding similar to a roller coaster. Athletes take an elevator to the top. It turns out that is intimidating even to the pros. "You're pretty high up there, and I'm scared of heights, so that was pretty scary," U.S. snowboarder Lily Duwanoe told her. But on Duwanoe's first run off the jump, she landed a backside 1080 with a double grab and received her best score of the night. In today's Daily, Mark Sappenfield and Story look at how Olympic athletes, masters of innovation, train to push limits, transforming moments of fear into triumph and awe. Also, Mark joins our Why We Wrote This podcast this week to talk about covering these and other games. You can listen at csmonitor.com/whywewrotethis. Story will be joining the podcast in another episode that's coming soon. It's Tuesday, February 10th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kendra Nordine Beato, reading for Story Hinckley. First, our curation of news briefs from our staff writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. Oklahoma became the latest state to curb tenure for college professors. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signed an executive order last week eliminating tenure at public colleges and 13 community colleges, citing taxpayer accountability. Some public research universities may still offer tenure with post-tenure reviews and possible remedial action. The move mirrors efforts in other GOP-led states, which some see as part of wider pushback on so-called wokeness. Critics say it threatens academic freedom. Sweden announced stricter citizenship rules as tensions have heightened over immigration in recent years. The Scandinavian country was once among Europe's most open. In recent years, concerns over rising levels of organized crime and challenges with integration have shaped a gradual tightening of immigration policy. The latest changes require migrants to wait 8 years before applying for citizenship, meet an income threshold, and pass a language and culture test. Also, Nigeria is on its way to building what officials say is Africa's first electric vehicle factory, following a deal signed late last month with South Korea's Asia Economic Development Committee. The project is expected to generate 300,000 vehicles annually, create about 10,000 jobs, and build a nationwide charging network, Business Insider reports. Nigeria currently imports hundreds of thousands of EVs each year. Officials say local manufacturing will reduce that reliance, though critics warn that unreliable electricity could limit growth. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. The SAVE Act would require Americans to prove citizenship before voting in federal elections, and Republicans are eyeing a new strategy to advance it. Opponents say it would disenfranchise millions. Caitlin Babcock reports for The Monitor. Israeli President Isaac Herzog calls deadly crime in Arab-Israeli society a national emergency, But the police under far-right minister Itamar Ben-Gvir appear indifferent. Now Arab citizens are overcoming their fears to protest publicly. Jews are joining in. Contributor Shoshana Solomon and Dina Kraft report from Lod, Israel, and Washington for The Monitor. Many athletes feel pressure from within themselves to speak on matters that they care about as part of upholding an Olympic ideal. But for each athlete, where to draw that line is different. Mark Sappenfield reports from Milan for The Monitor. A thirst for bigger and better tricks drives the competition at Olympic freestyle skiing, snowboarding, and skating events. But some athletes want to preserve artistry in the quest for faster, higher, stronger maneuvers. Story Hinckley and Mark Sappenfield report from Milan and Livigno, Italy, for The Monitor. President Donald Trump is creating a new regional order in Latin America, drawn along ideological lines. Brazil's leftist leader has so far managed to stay on his good side. Can that last? Contributor Constance Malore reports from Rio de Janeiro for The Monitor. Thousands of dogs and people convened in Golden, Colorado recently to bask in the joy of what's billed as the world's largest unofficial gathering of golden retrievers. Sarah Matusik reports from Golden, Colorado for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on how Ukraine embraces a war anniversary. To the rest of the world, Ukrainians might have little reason to commemorate the fourth anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion on February 24. Their country is enduring one of its worst winters. Heat and electricity are scarce from missile attacks on energy facilities. An estimated 200,000 Ukrainian soldiers have gone AWOL, and last year was the worst year yet for civilians killed in the war. For Ukraine, each day is a day of blood, death, tears, and struggle, Major Archbishop Sviatoslav Shevchuk, head of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church, told OSV News. Yet with a gumption and ingenuity that they have also mustered to keep a Russian military from making sizable advances, Ukrainians will mark the day with various expressions of gratitude, unity, and perhaps solemn celebration. One event will be the first nationwide day of prayer. One reason for the event, church attendance is up, especially as many places of worship have become humanitarian hubs to help the needy. People are searching for meaning. I see it every day, said Major Archbishop Shevchuk. There are moments when anyone would ask, where is God? Have we been forgotten? But our people are finding answers here in community, prayer, perseverance, he said. Around the world, Ukrainians abroad will mark the anniversary with vigils and rallies as they have in recent years. Some military experts suggest the world also note how Ukraine has become a military marvel in designing its own drones and cruise missiles. The UN Security Council will hold a special session that day to discuss the impact of the war on Ukrainians. The European Parliament plans to approve a 90 billion euro, $107 billion, loan to Kyiv from European Union member states on February 24. Top EU officials will be in Ukraine for the anniversary. Moscow is not invincible. On the battlefield, its army is at a standstill. At home, its economy is in crisis, wrote Kaya Kallas, the EU's High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, on the social media platform X. Increased pressure, together with our partners, and increased military support to Ukraine can shorten this war. Ukraine has done much to both endure and to recover, especially in Bucha, scene of the first mass killing of civilians by Russia. The city has been rebuilt. We needed to transform a place of tragedy into a place for living again, a former city council member told Common Space EU. Every sign of normal life, our families, community, friends, motivates us, she added. Even during conflict, people kept cooking borscht and mashed potatoes, tending to daily life and celebrating the small moments. And the big events, like an anniversary of a war's beginning. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, as the offspring of the ever-active divine mind, it is natural for us to take turns in various roles and to let our work be guided by God. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Alyssa Britton, Audrey Thiebert, and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.